Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I don't really like to talk a lot about celebrities unless I think it's kind of relevant to us, because there's so much going on with, you know, celebrities, and it's, you know, I think a lot of the stuff we see, I mean, as we've seen with politicians, I think a lot of stuff we see with celebrities, you know, is for show. But many of you have questions, obviously, because of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which is a very, shall we say, highly publicized trial. One, because Johnny Depp has been a very well-decorated actor. I think he's a brilliant actor and well-loved actor. Amber Heard, kind of newer to Hollywood as she is younger. And their marriage brings up a whole lot of issues. You know, it brings up marriage toxicity. It brings up what some people are calling toxic femininity, domestic abuse, irreconcilable differences. And so when people listen and watch this, they try to find similarities to their marriage, and I hope they don't. And so one question somebody had asked is, did Johnny Depp push Kate Moss down the stairs? And this has been kind of a focal point in this case. In fact, there's videos of Johnny Depp's lawyers kind of doing a fist bump and looking all excited when Amber Heard brings up Kate Moss. As apparently Johnny Depp and Kate Moss had a tumultuous relationship. I think they were only together a few years. It was one of the reasons why I believe Johnny Depp might have actually faced some criminal prosecution because he had been, I think, arrested for trash in a hotel room back in 1994. According to Phantom Wire, Moss was not hurt. The charges had been dismissed because Johnny Depp paid the hotel a sum of $9,767 in compensation. They called it quits 4 years later, and that was it. No word of domestic violence, no word about anybody getting hurt. So as of now, there is nothing that's been documented that he harmed Kate Moss in that manner, such that when Amber Heard brought it up, and it has not been proven, the defense attorneys were pretty, the plaintiffs, because this is Johnny Depp suing her for defamation, were pretty happy, because if she lies on the stand or if she brings up things that aren't true, then it makes their case, I guess, a little bit more stronger. So Johnny Depp, though, the problem I have with this whole case is, I think both of them look bad. I mean, as much as I love Johnny Depp, you know, he has a long range of temper tantrums. Okay, maybe these temper tantrums are justifiable. He said, you know, when you can only take so much being harangued and harangued and harangued, you know, but when, you know, and he said he assaulted a couple cupboards and couches. And I would rather somebody air their discontent on furniture, you know, or other sorts of things that are non-human. It is displaying Johnny Depp in a different way. You know, we only see one look. We only see what these actors want us to see. Like, for example, Legolas, Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom, I think, is a fantastic actor. I have been a huge fan. But, you know, when you hear, well, he likes to be naked, he likes to show everybody his ding-dong, and, you know, when he's out there on the water, and he's very, you know, good for him, that's what he wants to do. But it starts to put people in a little bit more of a real light. And, that's why I think a lot of people like radio hosts, because what you see is what you get. It's very hard to be fake and act and be a persona. So radio people, and I can tell you, because I know a lot of radio people, and I have followed radio people for years, and when you meet them in real life, they are very much like their persona. They're honest. And I think it allows you to be, because there is no script. There's nobody telling you what to say. So you have that realism. But, you know, is Johnny Depp like, you know, Captain Jack Sparrow? So people are kind of concerned that during his testimony, he's beginning to act. He might throw in some accent. He's trying to win over the crowd. He's smirking. He's giggling, you know, like Amber Heard is, you know, crazy. And maybe some of her testimony might be considered that. But the problem with that is if anybody does connect, even though the trial and the jury was supposed to be selected and scrutinized for anybody who might have been a victim of domestic violence or whatever, but if anybody had grown up with somebody who, you know, did seem to get set off or throw temper tantrums or, you know, was with somebody who, you know, would just follow you room to room as she has been accused of, you know, just going off and going off and going off. It does bring back a lot of trauma. You know, and I remember for years just being screamed at by a family member for hours and I couldn't escape, you know, and then it would still end with a beating. And, you know, so some people are pretty upset with Johnny Depp, believe it or not, because they have to relive this. Even if you aren't watching the trial, you're hearing the stories, you're hearing the headlines, you're hearing, you know, TV and radio talk about it. And so some people are like, you know what, this whole thing, my guess is this suit, countersuit, there's going to probably be some sort of where both get spanked on this one. Because it's I don't know how convinced the jury is going to be that there was, you know, there was an absolute reference to Johnny Depp, or two, that there was absolutely no sort of domestic abuse. Domestic violence is one thing. Domestic abuse is where one feels abused, where they're yelled at, they have to witness tantrums, things like that. Married couples, they throw temper tantrums. They do. I mean, you get mad, you know, somebody, you know, throws something. Remember the olden days? People throw plates. They would throw dishes. We don't throw dishes anymore because they're too expensive or they're plastic. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Tesla has recalled 129,960 vehicles this month to fix infotainment systems that may overheat before and during fast charging. Tesla says it is resolving a flaw with the over-the-air software update. It refreshes software wirelessly, like a smartphone app update, making the recall as burdensome for Tesla and affected owners. Tesla owners won't need to take their vehicles to a service station. Whew. Tesla has issued 7 recalls this year for the 2022 Model 3 and 6 for the 2022 Model Y, all of which have been addressed with over-the-air software updates. Cars, especially electric vehicles, increasingly rely on computers to function, so software fixes are likely to become more common. The fixes may also be much less expensive to make compared to procuring and installing physical parts like new airbags or engine components. I gotta tell you, yeah, that's had to stink. I don't have a Tesla. From what I understand, it's a lot of fun, and it's really cool. More room for your, you know, suitcases and things like that. And, you know, it's all computerized, and it's, and people love their Tesla. I just can't afford it yet. It's pretty expensive. And I'm still a little nervous, you know, about the batteries and the cost to fix and things like that. And I'm also worried about power shortages. And you know, if there's power grid issues and I need to get my car and I need to, you know, fly somewhere, I'm just afraid of, you know, not having power, not having juice. I don't handle my iPhone being on low battery. It bothers me. It makes me nervous. I don't know why. There's this anxiety, this low battery anxiety that we have. I've talked about this on my show before, where you're like, well, is it going to just stop or poop out in the middle of a phone call? Am I going to be in the middle of the desert? You always think about that. I mean, I'm at home, for crying out loud. I can't find a charger, and I'm worried I'm going to be out in the middle of the desert with no iPhone because the battery's low. Find a charger. Kids always borrow each other's chargers. I'm like, where's my charger? Come on, people. So, you know, I don't like the way I feel when I'm almost out of juice and I get nervous. And I just don't want that anxiety when it comes to, you know, my car. And I know we're going to eventually all go there. I'm probably going to probably start with a hybrid, ease into it. But the thing is, you know, my husband always says, we can't buy used. We can't buy a used Tesla or a used hybrid because you really need to know that the battery is good. You don't want to have any, you know, non-factory issues. You want to make sure that, you know, what you have is straight from the dealership. That's what he says. He's more of the car guru than I am. And, you know, having bought used cars, most of our cars are used because I don't like buying new and having the depreciation. He makes a point. There's always some issues that we have from previous use. And so, you know, I still haven't done it yet. I will, though, but I'd probably go hybrid first. This way, if there's a power outage, I can still drive. If there's supply issues with gas, you know, yeah. So, Tesla. The recall issued this month includes Tesla Model 3S, Model YS for 2022, as well as Model SS, Model XS for 2021 and 2022 that are running certain versions of Tesla's operating system. A computer chip in the infotainment system in these Teslas may not cool sufficiently, leading to a slow processing or a restart. So you would think they would have to replace the chip. They say the infotainment system may lag or appear blank. Tesla owners rely on that for navigation, music, heat, air conditioning, adjusting windshield wiper speed, viewing the backup camera. So Tesla said in a public filing to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that it had identified 59 warranty claims and reports of the issue. It initially fixed the issue in some vehicles this January by replacing the computer chip in affected infotainment systems. By April, it had developed a software update to address the issue. So, no crashes, injuries, or deaths related to this condition, thank God. So, they believe hopefully they don't necessarily have to bring them in. They can fix this by software. That's cool if they can. But my guess is if a chip overheats, they got to redo the chip. Like, look at our our iPhones or Fitbits? There was some watch where the battery would crack the glass when it overheated. And I've lost a couple iWatches because the glass was cracked. I'm like, well, I must have hit it against something. And no, it cracked because the battery, and I didn't realize that, and I could have taken advantage of the recall. Oh, well. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was a student, when I was little, we were put in this class called Gifted. And I hated being in the Gifted class. And every school I was in, the teachers are like, all right, we're going to take you out of class, and you're going to go into the Gifted class. And I hated going to Gifted. I wanted to be in the regular class. I didn't even like what we were doing in the Gifted classes. And that later transformed into honors classes in middle school and high school. And then in high school, you could take AP classes to get college credit, and that I liked. I really liked that because that was money in the bank. Not having money for college and not knowing if I was going to get a scholarship or not, or even able to afford to go to college, those AP classes were able to give you college credit. So I love that. Well, apparently, Parents of a Barrington, Rhode Island school are expressing their outrage because the school district decided to eliminate honors courses under a new equity and inclusion agenda. Now, as much as I don't like gifted in special ed, because everybody sees you leave the classroom and it does marginalize, I do like the idea of there being that track that allows people to start doing college classes early if they want. Well, Ellen Schaefer, a mother who was outraged by this honors classes, slammed the school district for its attempt to create a melting pot of students of all abilities. She told Fox and Friends First host Todd Pirro that students need a more tailored approach to reach their full potential. What we're being told is that there are children who are not getting access to rigorous academics with the same access as children who are in honors levels. That's the rationale. But how it happens really doesn't turn out that way. Pirro asked why, quote, woke education systems insist on bringing down students who are in honors classes instead of helping students who are struggling. It's hard for a lot of parents to accept that there's maybe something greater at play that isn't just what we can take at face value. She said, really, if we want to work in the name of equity, we need to focus on equal opportunity. She said the courses were also cut for to learn at a slower pace. So not only did they remove honors courses, but they also cut some of those. So I've been an educator for years. I've taught medical students, college students, you know, Sunday school students, and I learned immediately day one. I've tutored kids even when I was in school that not all people learn the same way. And they all don't learn the way I do. And I didn't learn. I memorized. I could get an A on the test. Did I learn it? Whereas somebody who really understood it and asked the questions, maybe they didn't get an A on the test, but they really got the material down. So we learn differently. We have different choices. Some of us just care about the grade. Some of us really want to know the material and build on it. And that's why we have engineers and doctors and construction workers and plumbers. And we have people with different academic prowess able to do certain things. You know, me being a physician, I could memorize like crazy. I could deduce. I could tap in on instinct. But if you ask me to do what my son is able to do in engineering, where look at, you know, something from, you know, using physics and electricity and all, I couldn't do it. The approach is similar to medicine. Let's look at what's not working and fix it. But it's still different. And so somebody who thinks like me did fantastic in medicine. You know, why are you getting pregnant? Why did you get cancer? What's going on with this cell versus another? You know, why is gouty arthritis hitting that joint? Did anything happen to that joint? You know, these questions that then spawn new science. I do well with that. I don't, and that's also, you do well in journalism. That sort of thinking is, okay, but why did this happen? What's going on here? You know, the why and not taking something at face value will allow you to accelerate in some fields as opposed to others. And so students might have certain affinities. We knew my son would be in engineering because there were these little buckyballs, these little silver balls that were magnets, and he would play with them, and he would be able to make something out of it and see something and be able to use his hands to make that. Well, then, you know, he might not have done really well in English, but he sure the heck did well with physics and engineering. So I really do think that school has to be tailored to the child. You know, I get you don't want to marginalize. I don't like the idea of gifted or special ed. I can't stand those names. But let a child who is getting bored in class because it's too easy for them, let them be in more challenging classes. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate are trying to codify the legal right to an abortion nationwide. It comes on the heels of a leaked Supreme Court draft which indicates the justices will return the landmark Roe v. Wade decision back to the states. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Democrats' bill would functionally allow elective abortion through all 9 months, abortion until the moment of birth. Democrats' radical bill is as extreme as extreme gets.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-sized cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. Dealers will replace the hoses. Owners will be notified starting July 5th. You're listening to USA Radio News. A passenger on a single-engine plane flying over Florida found himself in the driver's seat after the pilot reportedly became incoherent.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent.
Oh, Roger. What's your position?
I have no idea.
The plane landed safely. One person was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating. Stocks are stumbling mostly higher on Wall Street on Wednesday after inflation slowed last month, but still came in worse than feared. The S&P 500 was 0.5% higher after waffling between gains and losses in early trading. The Dow was up 229 points. The Nasdaq was 0.4% lower as tech stocks again lagged the market. Australian government scientists say 91% of the Great Barrier Reef coral surveyed this year became bleached. Coral becomes bleached in warmer than usual waters. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the midst of all the drama and everything going on, we have a growing, worsening baby formula shortage. It's worsening because, one is, there are supply chain issues. Two is, one of the biggest plants in Sturgis by Abbott still is shuttered after the FDA inspected it over concerns that Coronabacter and Salmonella bacteria could be behind some of the infant death or infant sicknesses that prompted a voluntary recall of a few different formulas. And Abbott is saying, look, we were cleared. The FDA said the bacteria didn't come from the plant. Let us get started. And so sadly that they haven't been able to get started again. And then you also have hoarding. People are buying up what they need, feeling that this could get worse, and I get it, you know, they're doing it because they love their child, but stores have had to ration, saying, look, you can only buy this, so families are like, okay, we're going to send cousin, brother, aunt, everybody go in once, and then get, you know, and people are trying to stock up because they're panicking. With this panic comes people trying to help. And God bless people trying to help, but there could be some risks with those who are helping. So some women have taken to social media saying that they will donate their breast milk. So in the olden days, if you were a mom, you know, we didn't have formula in the olden days. I mean, before my time. But if your milk wasn't coming in, you couldn't feed your baby. But you would live in a village, you know, or you would have other moms who would say, look, I'll feed your baby. And you didn't care if the kid breastfed on another woman. You're like, good, please take the baby. I can get some sleep. This is awesome. I'll maybe do more hunting and gathering, you know, or if you need, I'll sleep with your husband. Whatever you need me to do, I'm now free. So, and I don't have to have the big painful breasts. So I'm feeling fancy free. I love it. So wet nurses were very popular, you know, because they would save your baby and save you some sleep. So we, over the last century, have moved into using supplements for people for breast milk, which are formulas. There's a variety of different types of formula. The problem is if you don't breastfeed and your milk, my milk, I mean, I had about a good 6 weeks, but I didn't really, because I was working so much, and it does. It affects your breast milk. And, you know, you can bring the baby to work, but it's not the same. So I had to go to formula. I had to supplement formula. In fact, my children they had suffered from oligo, not enough fluid, such that we couldn't even wait till my milk came in after the first. We had to just start giving them some formula to feed them right away. So he liked formula. He's like, man, this tastes a lot better than mom's milk, which tastes of M&Ms and steak and chicken wings, you know. So my kid preferred, I think he was okay with the breast milk too. But I bring that up because when a woman breastfeeds, what she eats, what she takes is in her milk. So if you are going to use somebody else's breast milk, you need to know what the heck is in there. So a woman in the Bay Area, and again, bless her soul, you know, for doing this, she's being nice. A Bay Area mother, Crystal Welsh, mother of a 2-year-old girl, heard about the formula shortage. And so she said her heart sank. And so she took to Twitter to say, look, if anybody is struggling, if you need milk in the Bay Area, I will be happy to pump and be a wet nurse free of charge. I'm clean and eat healthy. She's a 38-year-old mother and business owner who lives in the South Bay. So, you know, parents are desperate. If they can't get formula, some are actually trying to dilute it, as I spoke about, where they're using less, or they're using more water, so they could use less powder, or they're dilute, or they're, you know, and, you know, sadly, we could have a very undernourished population of babies. You could give babies a little bit of water after 6 months, but we really prefer formula when they're thirsty. And so wet nurses used to be, in the olden days, who you would go to. The problem is there's a lot of diseases that could be passed through breast milk, as well as medications, HIV, cytomegalovirus, rarely hepatitis. So if your baby is going to use somebody else's breast milk, you have to pretty much make sure they've been kind of screened thoroughly, not to mention medications. The other thing, too, with breast milk is when you do breastfeed, we always recommend to finish with one breast first because the hind milk seems to have the most nutrients. So the nutrients can differ between the pumping, and so you want to be aware of where it came from and, you know, at what time of it. So, you know, if somebody's, let's say, on medications and we don't have a lot of science of what gets passed. You know, a lot of people say, look, if you could take the medication during pregnancy, you could then breastfeed while taking the medication. Yes and no. All right. If a medication is fairly safe in pregnancy, there is less of a chance of it hurting the baby, but what you're missing is the concentration. Breast milk might overconcentrate the amount. So realize that if you are taking a medication during pregnancy, what goes through the placenta, you know, what goes through the blood stream might be very different than what concentrates in breast milk. And that's why we don't have as much science behind breast milk and medications as we do with fetuses. It's counterintuitive. You think we could check the baby more, we could, you know, we could look at the breast milk more. So somebody could say, oh, I'm healthy, but I just take these medications, and you look it up, say, okay, the medication appears safe in pregnancy, so it's okay. Your child, and your child might get a dependency on it, or your child might have a get a resistance. Somebody's on antibiotics. Are they now getting exposed to those antibiotics? There could be allergies to it. So, you know, obviously it's more important that the child gets fed, but going to social media and getting breast milk from people you don't know that say they're healthy. And again, bless this woman for doing it. She's not a bad person for doing it, but there are risks. So I recommend to everybody, if you are in this situation where you are having trouble getting breast milk, I'm sorry, getting baby formula, and you don't have breast milk, so you are completely dependent on formula for the year, then you need to talk to your medical provider about, you know, what to do. Like, you know, children, you know, we feed them like infants and newborns. They'll eat like a couple ounces, but they'll eat like every few hours. The feedings might start to spread out the older they are, but they'll start consuming more. And so your doctor can kind of guide you. There's charts, and I'll publish a couple of these charts so you guys can see how much, because a lot of moms are saying, look, I think my baby had two bottles already. So I think she got all the vitamins she needed to for the day, so let me just give her some water now. And you also have to be careful because you don't want your child to prefer the water over the formula. And then you have trouble feeding the baby the formula. If you dilute the formula so much, the baby might not like the taste. They might not get the vitamins. So this is a cluster. This is a mess. So, you know, our current administration needs to figure out what's going on with the FDA. Why is that Abbott Sturgis plant still shuttered? You know, what are they still looking at? Where is the supply? Apparently, there is not a national stockpile. There might be a stockpile of food. There might be a stockpile of COVID vaccines and COVID medications, which is nice. But if we don't have what we need to feed infants, it could get so dangerous that there might be calls for, all right, guys, give us your breast milk, we'll screen it, and then we'll, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, we might need women to come. I wish I could make milk again, you know, because you burn a lot of calories and you lose a lot of weight, too. Trust me. I lost all my pregnancy weight. It was great. I was like, ooh, yeah. It was great. Breast milk helps with that. But just keep in mind, there's things that could be, you know, you don't have to give, you know, nobody has to breastfeed it, but using somebody else's milk, it has to be screened first. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you missed a little bit earlier part of the show, and some of you guys are on social media or Twitter and all that, there's this trend, this viral trend of something called new profile pic, where a bunch of people are taking their picture and making an avatar, a pictorial one, and there's a warning that its base is an apartment in Moscow, that's behind the, I believe, the defense ministry in Russia. And it could be Russian spyware. So for those of you that are downloading the app and then uploading a picture, and then it says to come back in a week, don't do it. Don't do it, okay? We don't need to see you in a picture. It's a, you know, get yourself, you know, a better profile picture. Put a picture of a flower. I stick my pets sometimes up there, but you don't have to make a cartoon character of yourself. Now, Meta, the social media giant Meta, which now, I guess, owns Facebook and that Facebook is morphing into, is walking back a call for advice on how to moderate Facebook and Instagram content related to the war in Ukraine. According to CNN, The company said today it has withdrawn a request for its external oversight board to opine on how to handle material surrounding Russia's invasion. The move leaves Meta to continue figuring out on its own for now how to deal with the myriad of platform challenges posed by the conflict, ranging from Ukrainians' calls for violence against Russian invaders to fake videos of the war to malicious hacking of Ukrainian military official Facebook accounts. So the oversight board was created by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg as an independent court-like entity. It's composed of experts on civil rights, free expression, and can issue non-binding policy guidance to Meta on its content moderation, as well as review specific cases of content removals. Meta declined to characterize details of the original request for advice and the types of questions it had for the board, citing ongoing security concerns on the ground as a reason for pulling its call for policy guidance. They said this decision was not made lightly. The Oversight Board, in a separate statement, said Meta had cited specific security concerns in its notification of withdrawal. So where these social media platforms have issues is, like I had just said, here people are on Facebook, and they are all excited, and they are doing this new Facebook profile pic. Meanwhile, it's Russia's spying. So it's taking people like us in the media going, guys, be careful, be careful, trying to educate people. In fact, I'm posting, hey, guys, you know, this could be Russia's spyware. You know, think before you click. But some people say, why is Facebook allowing it? Facebook has a job to do. And I'm very mixed with you know, this, because it's a fine balance. You don't want to be scrolling Facebook and seeing racism, anti-Semitism, you know, it has no place. Just like, you know, I can't sit there, you know, if I sat there and cuss, somebody's going to say this is inappropriate content. You're cussing. On the flip side, I don't want to be censored like I have for being accused of misinformation when their algorithm is wrong. Like, I was going to be on local news talking about the Merck drug molnupiravir. This was as it was in its final trials. Well, according to Facebook's algorithm, that was misinformation. Well, we have molnupiravir in the pharmacies. There was nothing fake about it. It was, so their algorithm starts to cancel you. In fact, people make jokes about sugar daddies all the time. I had made a joke about getting gas, and I showed the gas, the picture of the gas, and I go, man, looks like I need a sugar daddy. Boom. Immediately got blocked. Everything got shut down. And I go, I'm not asking for a sugar daddy. I was making a joke about the gas prices. Now, luckily, they reversed it, but one of my friends got completely wiped off. All his pictures, all his memories, the whole account gone. And he had to start fresh. And there was no one for him to talk to get his account back. And it was just a joke about something. And it wasn't anything political. So the algorithms that these companies are using is causing people to have distress, block their freedom of you know, voice and free speech. So it's a fine balance. And so I'm not sure how social media manages that. And then you have the social media giants that are like, we're just going to block Trump. There we go. We're just going to block him completely. And then people are like, well, wait a second. You know, so Putin can have a Twitter account, but not Trump. Yeah, there. So where's the rhyme or reason? So it is a tall order. It's a tough job. No doubt, I don't feel sorry for these social media giants, but these are free platforms, and they have all this responsibility because they have these platforms. So, you know, my recommendation to you all is realize that anything on these social media platforms can be fake. If you see me in a picture, in a dress, and I look like I'm a size 7 because of the angles, assume it's angles. Assume that that is not how I really look. Okay? You know, I mean, just it's a way for people to market themselves, you know, by using these pictorial avatars or copy and pasting memes or other people's most of the people's content isn't their own. You know how many times I see the same joke, you know, posted over and over again? And I'm like, it's not their joke. I saw this before. They stole it. Just realize that most of the stuff is fake. The problem is the average person doesn't. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think we hit a milestone with overdose deaths. They said the U.S. has passed 1 million overdose deaths since records began. These were young, a lot of young adolescent teens, and the record year of overdose deaths, such as in 2021, was 107,622, according to the CDC. It was an increase of 15,000 from the previous year. They say the U.S. has now passed 1 million overdose deaths since the CDC began collecting data 2 decades ago. They say the surge in deaths in 2021 was fueled primarily by fentanyl, a highly dangerous synthetic opioid that accounted for about 70,000 of the fatalities. They say black American men and boys have the highest fatality rates from drug overdoses, followed closely by American Indian, Alaska Native men, and boys, a significant increase among these demographics in recent years. They say overdose deaths among teens have doubled. Even though their drug use is decreasing, teens are more likely to buy pills they think are Adderall, Xanax, Percocet, and sadly, they could be laced. And so there's a 50-fold increase in illicit pills containing fentanyl that happened between 2018 and 2021. We, however, in medicine, are still criminalizing doctors for prescribing pain pills. I've said this whole time. Even though pain medication might be a gateway, all the rules and restrictions on pain control are hurting patients in pain, as these drug overdoses are rising despite all the rules. You know how much hoops I have to jump through to write pain medication such as? I don't. Most doctors I know now, they're like, I don't write narcotics anymore. So if a person's in pain, where do they go? Well, they are going now to illegal means. The drugs that are killing people is not the doctor writing a Lortab. These drugs that are killing people are coming from the border, they're coming from China. I mean, when can people get pain control? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.